Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, right here at TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's been a wild week for the Vikings here at Winter Park, your favorite football team all over the news cycle last weekend. Lots to get to. You guys have some questions. We have some answers. Let's get to work. The first question comes from Jason. I think the Sam Bradford move was one of the best moves we could have done. I was excited for the season, and I still am. Yes, when your starting quarterback goes down 10 days before the regular season starts and you can come out of that situation with a quarterback the caliber of Sam Bradford, someone who has more than 60 starts under his belt and is still in the prime of his career, it's a good move for your franchise. I thought Rick Spielman and the Vikings brass did a great job of blending, watching out for the team right now, but not mortgaging the future to help the team right now. Good job by the Vikings in responding. Eric in Bloomington has the next question. What do you think it was about Sam Bradford that caught the Vikings' eye? I like the choice, but there were other names being thrown about, so how did the Vikings choose? Well, the first thing is you have to have a willing trade partner, and I think Rick Spielman found that in the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that is aggressive and is willing to do some deals. So that was first. Secondarily, Vikings assistant coach Pat Shurmur is very familiar with Sam Bradford, so he had the goods on this player. He obviously had good things to say about Sam, so there is familiarity there, and that is good. And lastly, this is the best team Sam Bradford has been on. Sam is a talented player, rookie of the year, his first season in the NFL. He's never been on an offense that's ranked higher than 13th in rushing in his career. And this defense, what quarterback wouldn't want to play on a team with this kind of defense? All in all, a great fit for Bradford. Our next question, the final Sam Bradford question of this pick six, it comes from Quantez. With the blockbuster trade of Sam Bradford, do you think the Vikings will still be able to move back into the first round? Yes, and that's one piece of good news with this trade. The Vikings did not mortgage the future. They still have 8 picks in the 2017 NFL draft. That includes a second rounder, 2/3, and 2/4. That's enough ammo to get back into the first round if a player is there that you really want. The next question comes from TK. Will Adrian have a good season with the O-line we have this year? I think Adrian is poised for a huge season with the offensive line the Vikings have this year, and just with it being Adrian Peterson. We've seen Adrian carry offenses on his back before. He's going to have more help with the passing game this year, and of course the defense is going to help take some pressure off the offense as well. I think Adrian is in store for a big year, but more importantly, the offense wants to achieve balance. I think with the pass protection improvement that we saw in the preseason, this offense is poised to be balanced. Matt in Fargo, North Dakota has the next question. To what level are we going to see David Morgan's involvement this season? I'd like to see more of him. Well, I think Morgan had a very good preseason, showed up quite a bit as a pass catcher against the Cincinnati Bengals in the preseason debut. Morgan will be involved. The Vikings ask a lot of their tight ends, both on offense and on special teams. Morgan can help in both of those phases, multiple phases on special teams. He's also a good run blocker. The Vikings run the ball quite a bit, so Morgan will get plenty of playing time as a rookie. Our last question comes from Jackie. Who are the players on the practice squad? Well, take a look at the list on the screen right now. That is the Vikings practice squad, highlighted by preseason highlight machine CJ Ham. He got into the end zone in the preseason and looked pretty good. He's from Augustana, a Division II player on our practice squad. Also a draft pick, Stephen Weatherly, one of the draft picks who's on the Vikings practice squad. He made a few big plays in the preseason as well. That's it for this edition of the Pick Six. The regular season is here, so it's a big week for the Vikings Entertainment Network and for Vikings.com. Make sure you stay tuned right here to Vikings.com for continuous coverage of your favorite team as they prepare to play the Tennessee Titans in Nashville on Sunday in Week 1. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six, so make sure you keep sending your questions to the email address right at the bottom of the screen. See you next week.